You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Mount Pleasant is offering to police Sturtevant for $1.8 million a year. The offer comes as Sturtevant considers outsourcing police services. A $1.3 million proposal has been put in by the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Another public meeting in Sturtevant is planned for next week. Wisconsin lawmakers have sent a follow-up letter to President Trump asking for federal disaster help after the floods. The letter details over 1,500 homes damaged and more than $76 million in losses. Lawmakers are urging quick federal assistance. Naval Station Great Lakes could soon host ICE and other federal agents as part of the Trump administration's plan to crack down on crime in Chicago. The Department of Homeland Security has requested limited support from the base, but no decision has yet been made. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is ramping up enforcement against reckless driving as school starts, focusing on school zones. A statement says deputies will strictly enforce traffic laws, reminding drivers to slow down and follow safety rules. Walworth County health officials have issued a do not drink order in Williams Bay after tests revealed high nitrate levels in the water. People are being told to not drink or cook with the tap water in Williams Bay. Bottled water is being handed out at the school there. The State Street Lift Bridge in Racine will close from 8 to 3 on Tuesday. They'll be doing some structural testing. Drivers will use Hamilton as a detour. And the Kenosha Classic Cruise Inn returns this weekend with over 1,500 classic cars and motorcycles expected downtown. Some streets will be closed to traffic starting early tomorrow morning. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A blockbuster trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers holding press conferences today to introduce Micah Parsons, who signed a four-year deal with the team worth $188 million, making him the highest paid player in the league other than a quarterback. Parsons, the most feared pass rusher, ending his time with the Cowboys. Mark Murphy, who retired a month ago as Packers CEO, was holding a press conference at his induction into the team Hall of Fame when the news broke and said he knew nothing of the deal.
Oh. So, what did they give up, Rich?
The Packers giving up their first-round pick next year and in 2027, and 9-year veteran Kenny Clark. College football, the Badgers beat Miami of Ohio 17-0, but starting quarterback Billy Edwards had to leave the game in the second quarter with a leg injury.
I don't have any answers on Billy, so good to see, though, that he was back out there, you know, able to be a part of the game and be with our team and things like that.
Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Adam Sandler has decided to make yet another attempt at a serious movie role. No joy. It's not a total attempt, as Jay Kelly is labeled by Variety as a dramedy. Sandler will play a tell-it-like-it-is showbiz manager to the film's title character, played by George Clooney. How excited is Sandler to be part of the project? He said recently at a presser for the Venice Film Festival, "Holy shit. I can't believe I'm getting this gift. Break a leg, Adam, and clean up the potty mouth." Speaking of Sandler, he recently played a song at the 50th anniversary Saturday Night Live gala. One of the lyrics was, "50 years of finding out your favorite musician is anti-Semitic." There has been speculation as to who Sandler was referring to. He declined to answer, saying there have been many over the years, but Kanye Crazy Town West claimed in a tweet on X, which makes no sense, that it was him, referencing Sandler when he said, "Adam Sandler, thank you for the love." Is Kanye clueless or crazy? Just like with many people on the X Twitter, it's hard to tell. How popular is Taylor Swift? Even the people on the periphery of her world are getting rich. Dancing with the Stars is in season 34, and according to therap.com, Jan Ravnik will join the celebrity side of Dancing with the Stars. Ravnik recently was a member of the dance squad on the Swift's Eras Tour. The full cast of dancers for season 34 will be announced September 3rd on Good Morning America. Ooh, not sure I can wait that long. Earlier this week on Nightlight, we discussed aliens and ghosts, which is typically a fun topic that gets a variety of reactions. Recently, some star power has been added to the belief that aliens exist. Actress Emma Stone says she believes in aliens. She may have ulterior motives, as she is playing a CEO captured by a conspiracy group who believes she is an alien sent to destroy Earth in the new film Begonia, which hits theaters this October. When you're part of a studio talk show audience and the warm-up act tells you to do the wave when you hear the word banana, you just do it. Because why wouldn't you? Just don't do the wave when the host coincidentally says banana in her monologue. That is what happened on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and it made her furious when she realized that writer and audience warm-up act Greg Fitzsimmons was behind it. It wasn't on purpose, but he had to step onto the stage and tell the audience that they should no longer do the wave when they hear that word. Ellen's talk show ended after 19 years due to what sources say was a toxic environment. Fitzsimmons confirmed those rumors on the We Might Be Drunk podcast. He did give her props and said she was an incredible stand-up. The writer-comedian said at first the show was very chill, but after some success, she got very difficult and would make younger writers cry. DeGeneres left America after the last election, but says she is not done with show business. Sounds like show business might be done with her. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 67 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down to 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.